In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How would you answer if you were Philip? What would you say if Jesus asked you that question? Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat? Seriously, what would you really say? Remember what happened? It was a stressful time for the disciples. Jesus and the disciples are heading to the other side of the Sea of Galilee when this large crowd starts following them. Can you picture what the disciples begin to think when seeing this large throng of people? They're probably concerned, quite concerned, understandably concerned, and most likely wondering, how are we going to feed all these people? There's so many of them. And there really are. There are 5,000 men. Plus the women, plus the children. There are no grocery and convenience stores in the neighborhood. They're in the middle of nowhere. How would you answer that question if you were Philip? Jesus asks Philip the question, where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat? How would you answer? Remember what Philip says and how he answers? He says, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. In other words, what he's saying is, even if we had a lot of money, like 200 denarii, which is the equivalent of about $30,000 or so, even if we had over $30,000, we still could only buy, a little bit for everyone. In other words, what Philip says is, we are in deep, deep trouble. And then the other disciple, Andrew, he tries to answer Jesus' question of, where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat? Andrew answers by saying, well, there is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many? In other words, he too says, we are in deep trouble. How would you answer the question, where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat? Would we have answered any differently than Philip or Andrew? I don't think so. Do you know why Jesus asks this question? Even though he knows what he will do, even though he knows he can miraculously feed the 5,000 plus, do you know why the Lord Jesus is asking Philip and really all the disciples this question of where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat? Why did Jesus ask Philip that question? Why? Because, as John says today in his gospel, he said this to test him. For he himself knew what he would do. Jesus is testing Philip. Jesus is testing the disciples. Jesus tests you as well. And how did Philip do in the test? How did Andrew do in the test? How did all the disciples do in the test? How would you have done in the test? Well, not so good. Think about it. How should Philip have answered that question, where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat? What would have been a good answer? Philip should have simply answered, Lord, I have no clue how these people will eat. But I believe that you know, and I believe that you will supply all their needs, because that is the kind of Lord you are. An answer that simply would have said, Lord, you know, and I know that you will supply them with what they need. That would have been the right answer. Philip failed to trust the Lord in that stressful time. Philip trusts in his own limited reason, in his limited wisdom. He forgets Jesus will provide. But you know what that's like. So do I. Because you and I are Philip. The Lord allows you even today to face all kinds of adversities, including some stressful days and weeks and months. And like Philip and the disciples, the Lord lets you feel distress, maybe even helpless at times. Maybe it is the loss of a loved one. Maybe it is the strain that you face in a relationship. Maybe it is the anxious thoughts about your health or that of a loved one. Perhaps it's the fear of an uncertain future. Perhaps it's us as a congregation where we are anxious about the future. But whatever it is, the Lord too asks, and he asks just like he asked Philip, how are you going to get out of this dilemma? What are you going to do? How would you answer? How would you answer his test, particularly through a stressful time? Now, what we should say, as Philip should have answered, is, Lord, it is stressful, and I have no clue how you will get me out of this situation. But I know you are a good and gracious Lord, and you will supply me with what I need. What we should say is, Lord, I know you will provide. It's in your hands. But we don't say that. You are Philip. I am Philip. You lose heart easily. You forget easily. You do, and I do. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord God wants you to think of what happened in the gospel today. What happened in the gospel today? Remember? The Lord Jesus tells the disciples to have the people sit down. And Jesus takes the mere 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. He gives thanks, distributes them. And while he does this, the quantity of the bread and the fish miraculously grows so that all those who eat are satisfied. Do you see? Philip could trust Jesus. Jesus provided for the 5,000 plus. And for you, the same Jesus. For you, Jesus gives you as he wills. For you, he gives according to his good and gracious will. And for you, he supplies you with what you need. How does he provide you with what you need? Remember when the people wished by force to make Jesus king, some kind of earthly king, some kind of political leader? Jesus immediately withdraws from them. Why? Because that is not his mission. He has come to supply the world with what they truly need. He is on the way to the cross to die, because this is the only way to provide for your body and soul. He will die for the world, and he will die for you. He will give his life for all of the failures, the lack of trust that you showed in the Lord, the faithlessness that's often demonstrated, the times you and I have failed his test and have spoken like Philip. and he will rise again from the dead for you. He wanted to. He loves you. He provides for your body and soul, and he provides by speaking forgiveness to you now. You need it. He says, for the lack of trust that you have displayed in me, you're forgiven. He provides by speaking his word to you to comfort you in those times that you are in distress. He provides by feeding you with his true body and blood in his holy supper to reassure you that you are not forsaken, no matter what it feels like, but you are not forsaken by the Lord. And he provides by pointing you to your baptism when you question if the Lord still wants you. Of course he does. He provides to you by promising you eternal life with a new resurrected body. He provides for your body and soul. He provides for your daily bread, all your earthly needs. He provides. Does that mean that after today's service, when you go home, you will not face any stressful times? Not at all. The Lord will allow you to face difficult and unsure times. But the Lord's desire for you is to let him provide you everything you need to support your love, your body, and life. He wants you to trust him. That is his desire. So friends in Christ, when he asks you and when he tests you, like Philip, how are you going to get out of this dilemma? How are you going to get out of this stressful time? You can simply say, Lord, I have no idea. But you know, and I know you will provide for me what I need. You always have, and you always will. Help me now just to be faithful to you. This is the best answer you can give. This is the kind of Lord that he is for you. A Lord who does provide for you. He truly does. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.